Welcome to a news experience designed to empower you to think critically and form your own opinions. In this episode, I present the latest top stories by weaving together coverage from a variety of news outlets, offering you a balanced view of the facts and perspectives. My goal is simple: inspire you to be your own judge in the complex world of news without any sensationalism or antics. By hearing different angles, you'll have the tools to make thoughtful and balanced decisions about the stories that matter most. If you find value in this approach, please like, share, and subscribe to stay up to date with my future episodes. Now let's navigate the news together. All right, hey, let's dive into what's happening. Big news out of Washington. The Trump administration is kicking its deportation push into high gear, targeting a nasty Venezuelan gang called Tren de Aragua. Fox News says Homeland Security rounded up nearly 300 of these guys over the weekend, and the White House is crowing about it. Press Secretary Harrison Fields told reporters, "We're cleaning house, fast." This comes after a federal judge tried to block Trump from using wartime powers for mass deportations, but he's not backing down. The Independents got the scoop too, almost 300 nabbed, and conservatives are loving it. Breitbart's calling it a slam dunk for Trump's border czar Tom Homan, who's been itching to crack down on what he calls criminal invaders. They're saying this gang's been tied to everything from drug running to human trafficking. Ugly stuff. Trump doubled down on Truth Social, promising more sweeps. No mercy. Supporters are all in, saying it's about time someone took the gloves off. CNN's chiming in with some pushback. Immigration advocates are fuming, claiming these raids are overreach, scooping up folks who aren't even gang members. But Reuters confirms the numbers. 287 arrested, mostly in Texas and Florida, all flagged as Tren de Aragua affiliates. The White House says it's got the law on its side. Judge or no judge, this is red meat for Trump's base. Fox is hyping it as proof he's delivering on day one promises. Things are moving quick. Stick with me for updates. All right, here's another one hot off the press. Republicans are going after Democrats in Congress, and it's about the border wall. The Washington Post broke this. House GOP leaders launched an investigation into what they're calling secret Democratic moves to claw back $1.4 billion Trump earmarked for wall construction. Fox News says Oversight Chair James Comer fired off letters yesterday demanding answers from Biden-era officials. Where'd that money go, and why is it missing? Newsmax is all over it, framing this as a conservative rallying cry. They're quoting Comer, "Democrats tried to sabotage Trump's border security. They're caught red-handed." The story goes, back in 21, Biden's team quietly redirected those funds, some to environmental projects, some just gone. Now, with Trump back in charge, the GOP's digging for receipts. The Wall Street Journal says they've got documents showing $500 million unaccounted for. Republicans are screaming theft. NPR's got the other side. Democrats say it's nonsense, just GOP grandstanding. They're claiming the funds were legally shifted under Biden's authority, no foul play. But the heat's on. Comer's promising hearings, maybe subpoenas, and Trump's cheering from the sidelines. Fox says it's a win for accountability. Conservative wants heads to roll. This one's got legs. Could shake up D.C. big time. We'll keep you in the loop as it unfolds. Hey, let's talk about something shaking up New York City. It's grim. A woman got shoved onto the subway tracks at Times Square yesterday morning, killed by an oncoming train. Fox News says the suspect's an illegal immigrant with a history of mental health arrests, and President Trump's not holding back. He blasted New York City on Truth Social, saying, "Sanctuary policies let this monster roam free. Democrats own this blood." It's a gut punch, and conservatives are fired up. The Daily Caller's got more. The suspect, a 23-year-old from Guatemala, was nabbed at the scene. Cops say he's been in and out of psych wards, deported once but slipped back in. The victim, a 52-year-old mom, just heading to work. Breitbart's hammering the angle hard. This is what happens when you let illegals dodge the law. They're quoting Trump's border czar Tom Homan, who's pushing for a nationwide sanctuary city crackdown, starting right now. CNN's on it too, talking to shaken commuters. One guy said, "I saw her fall. It's unreal." They're noting the suspect's mental state, but not touching immigration much. The Washington Post confirms the details. Happening around 8 a.m. yesterday morning, suspect's in custody, and NYPD's calling it unprovoked. Trump's vowing to cut federal cash to cities like New York if they don't shape up. Fox says he's got a plan brewing with Homan. Supporters are rallying, saying it's time to stop coddling criminals. This one's raw. Stay tuned. All right, switch gears with me. Big shakeup in Washington yesterday. FEMA's top dog, Deanna Criswell, just quit. And it's tied to President Trump's all-in push on those deadly tornadoes ripping the South. The Associated Press says she walked out yesterday afternoon after Trump chewed out the agency for dragging its feet. He told reporters, FEMA's a disaster. People are dying, and they are lost in paperwork. At least 37 folks are dead across 7 states, and conservatives are saying Trump's right to swing the axe. Fox News is all over this. Trump's been on the ground in Alabama yesterday, promising aid with no delays. He's got the National Guard rolling into Arkansas, too, where homes are just gone. Breitbart's framing it as a win. Criswell's out, and Trump's team's taking charge. They're saying she couldn't handle the heat. Missouri's got 12 deaths alone, and folks there are furious. FEMA's been slow with shelters. Trump's tapping a new interim chief today, someone who gets it, per Fox. NPR's got the other side. Criswell's people say she's fed up with political meddling, not incompetence. They're pointing to supply chain snags, not her fault. But the New York Times backs up the toll. 37 dead, 60-plus tornadoes since Friday, and Trump's not waiting. He's pushing emergency funds through, cutting red tape. Conservatives love it, calling it leadership Biden never had. This is Trump's moment to shine or stumble. We'll see how it plays out. Hey, let's jump into something big out of D.C. also yesterday. President Trump shaking things up again. CBS News is reporting he's doubling down on the Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE's plan, and the IRS just took a hit. Trump's team demoted the agency's chief counsel yesterday, replacing him with a loyalist tied to Elon Musk's crew. Why? Trump says it's about slashing waste, starting with what he calls a bloated tax machine. Fox News has the inside track. Trump's been railing against the IRS for years. Now he's got Musk's DOGE playbook in hand. The new guy, some hotshot lawyer from Tesla's orbit, is all about cutting red tape and shrinking staff. Breitbart's loving it, saying this is Trump keeping his promises to gut the feds. Less bureaucracy, more freedom. They're quoting him from a presser yesterday. We're draining the swamp one desk at a time. Conservatives are cheering. Finally, someone's swinging the axe. NPR's got a different vibe. They're saying this move's rattling career folks at the IRS, who fear it's more loyalty purge than reform. The old chief's out after pushing back on DOGE cuts, per CNN, and staff are worried about chaos come tax season. But the Wall Street Journal confirms it's legit. Announcement hit yesterday afternoon, and Trump's already teasing more agency shakeups. Supporters on X are buzzing, calling it a masterstroke. This is Trump's wheelhouse. Bold moves, big fights. We'll see where it lands. All right, let's wrap up with a wild one from the State Department. Marco Rubio, Trump's Secretary of State, just kicked South Africa's ambassador out of the U.S., and it's personal. Bloomberg News says Rubio went off on X, calling Ibrahim Rasool a race-baiting politician who's been trashing Trump nonstop. Rubio's line? You're not welcome here. Pack your bags. It's a diplomatic gut punch, and conservatives are all over it. Fox News says this blew up yesterday after Rasool gave a speech yesterday in D.C., slamming Trump's tariffs as racist and bad for Africa. Rubio fired back fast, tying to Trump's push for tougher foreign policy. The Daily Caller's digging deeper. Rasool's been a thorn in Trump's side since January, and this was just the last straw. They're framing it as Rubio flexing muscle. America first means no tolerance for foreign smack talk. Trump's nodding along, per Fox, loving the hard line. The Washington Post got the flip. South Africa's government is livid, calling it an overreaction, and diplomats are warning of a trade spat. Reuters confirms Rubio made the call yesterday afternoon, effective immediately. Rasool's out by week's end. Conservatives are eating it up. Newsmax says it's about time we stopped kissing up to critics. Ex-posts are flying, with Trump's fans hailing Rubio as a patriot. This one's got sparks. Could ripple big. Stick with me for what's next. I appreciate your time, and I know it's valuable. Thanks for spending some of it with me today, and please let folks know that we're here so we can reach a wider audience. As always, stay informed, stay balanced.